This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Man, woke up this morning and noticed that Trump stroke is trending on Twitter. Man, I swear 2020 is trolling us at this point. Oh, well.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
You can have all your dreams, but take time to recognize smaller things.
I want the money, cost clothes, the cribs and the hoes in the picture. But no, nigga, I ain't finna pose. I love fast living, but my niggas let me know. Take it slow. I want the money, cars, clothes, the cribs and the hoes in the picture. But no, nigga, I ain't finna pose. I love fast living, but my niggas let me know. Take it slow. Yeah. Take it slow.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And, first and foremost, thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to chill with me, talk about whatever. This is definitely going to be a talk about whatever episode. I'm late. Apologies. I'm late. Really went back and forth this week about making an episode. I told y'all that, you know, that's a struggle for me. Every week is just trying to figure out if I want to do it again. Like if I want to, get back on the mic and say something. And, no script this week, no real set topics. This is just an attempt to stay consistent and put my energy into things that I enjoy doing, things that I love. And podcasting is definitely something I love. I love the feedback and the feeling a part of the community and feeling connected to people through this. This is one of the major ways that I connect with the rest of the world. So I figured in times like this, even when I'm struggling with stuff, it's best to keep that up, to keep connecting, stay in touch. Man, I originally was going to start the episode with a Brand Nubian clip. I was going to do the Brand Nubian slowdown train. That's going to be part of the theme of this episode, slow it down. But I decided to rep the DMV. So I put some Phil Ide out there. I think he just goes by Ide now. Used to be Phil Ide. But what was that? Phil Ide. That was from the Phil Ide Friday mixtape. Take it slow. It's a dope mixtape. If you get a chance to check out that artist, check out Phil Ide. He's definitely dope. One of the reasons why I never made it as a rapper, because I realized I couldn't compete with folks like that. But that's hopefully I don't do too much of demeaning of myself this episode. I don't know. I'm in a place, folks. As usual, updates on Chef Elise and her latest creations. This week we got to spend our normal time together and we made strawberry shortcake cupcakes with homemade whipped cream and strawberries. And I was really proud of that, man. Really, really proud of that one. We had a good time doing it. She's getting a lot better at like reading the cookbook and being able to tell me, you know, how much of a certain ingredient we need and stuff like that and understanding the steps and proud dad moments, always proud dad moments, with her. But we made the strawberry shortcake cupcakes, for my ex-wife, her mother's birthday. Her birthday is Thursday, September 3rd. So shouts to her. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoy it. It was a dope experience with her. The recipe was for an actual strawberry shortcake, you know, for a round cake or whatever, a full-on cake. I don't know what the technical term, I'm not a baker, but had to freestyle it because I couldn't get a cake pan delivered in time. I wanted one of the silicone joints. I didn't want to have to worry about like doing all that extra grease in the pan. I used to do that stuff as a kid. We made boxed cakes, and then funny story. My mom had a way. She knew how to like motivate you to do stuff by telling you you were really good at it. So she'd tell you you were really good at things that as an adult don't make sense. She used to tell me I was the best cake maker. And I mean, I'll take that. You know, they were boxed cakes, but maybe there's some skill involved in following instructions and making a boxed cake. But she also used to tell me stuff like I was the best microwave popcorn popper. But that was, you know, that was her way of being able to ask me to make popcorn like at any time. Like I'd come all the way downstairs with that little like arrogant swear, like, all right, I guess I'll come make the popcorn since I am the best microwave popcorn popper. So, all right, you got me. I'm gonna hook you up this one time, but don't make this a habit, you know. But yeah, I don't even know where I was in my story about the strawberry shortcake thing. But no, yeah, we finessed the recipe and turned it into cupcakes. And, can I say that like making whipped cream from scratch with no electric mixer, may be the manliest thing I've done in 2020. Like that was an absolute workout. I'm more proud of the 3-ingredient whipped cream than I am of the actual cupcakes and everything else that we did. Cause that was work. But yeah, Chef Elise, the repertoire is expanding. She's making doper and doper stuff every week. So, yeah, you know, be ready for that food truck 10 to 15 years from now. Like I'm just trying to get you prepared for when, you know, when the dope food is coming. Anyway, other than that, you know, this week has been another crazy week in the world that we live in these days. I got a shout out of a couple people, that really, I guess, inspired this episode or participated in my life in a way this week that gave me the feeling I may have something to talk about. I want to shout out my homie, Alexander MF. Used to be a roommate of mine and he knew I did the podcast. He's been on the podcast once. He's jumped in on my live streams on Tickle Me Tuesdays. Again, I did not come up with that name. Don't put it on me. And you know, recently I think I've kind of inspired him to do some live streaming and, I've jumped on those streams with him and we've had some, you know, some pretty dope conversations with some, interesting individuals. And so, yeah, I want to say, you know, shout out to him and I appreciate you for being a friend and participating in things and sometimes pulling me out of my funk to get me to participate in stuff with you. Like I say, folks, like for me, when you hear me do this, like what can Flan do for you and that kind of stuff, like getting out of my own head and getting out of my own, you know, bullshit and being of service to somebody else or just being able to be a friend to somebody else is absolutely the best way you could ever help me. So, you know, like if you're ever looking for a way to help out Flan, help me help you. Like it does wonders for me. It does wonders for my self-esteem. It does wonders for my mental state, whatever, you know, it takes me out of whatever crazy thing I'm thinking about. And, I don't know if you can tell from these podcast episodes, but I just think myself into rabbit holes, all the time. So, at any time, if there's anything I can do for you, please hit me up because you're probably pulling me out of one of those rabbit holes. But yeah, shouts to MF. I like calling him MF because I feel like I'm throwing motherfucker at him without him knowing. But he knows. But whatever, I still feel like it's a secret. I also want to shout out Drea from Drea's Point of View. She did an episode this week that was based on some stuff I talked about in one of my previous episodes. She also checked out a food venue that I'm partial to, Tiff's Treats. I didn't know if they existed outside of Texas, but now I do know. So, thank you for letting me know. I also, had never tried out their cookies and cream, cookies, which I hear, you know, she was able to partake in. And so now I have some interest in checking those out as well. And I got some leverage with Tiff's. Like, look, people, like I'm shouting you out and it's actually turning into business for you. Let's work, you know, cut the check or send me a free box. I don't know. we can work out something, but let's talk. But yeah, shouts to Dre's point of view for the episode this week. And yeah, I really think that was like the tipping point for me saying, yeah, I'm gonna record something. But I played that snippet with the take it slow to start the episode because that's what's been on my mind lately. I just slowing down the thought process, slowing down emotional reactions, slowing down everything. Like I think right now, in the state that we're in right now, we really could benefit from just slowing the pace down a half step, if not more, just a little bit more. And I try to use I statements. So I'm going to use myself in many of these examples. I did a live stream with MF and, we were talking about what's going on in the country, you know, the stuff in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And, I didn't even realize at the time we were recording it, the situation in Portland had gotten worse. And we had the murder, I guess, over the weekend in Portland also. And I'm not going to talk about those things because I'm just tired. I'm tired of talking. I'm exhausted from that stuff. Part of the reason why I almost wasn't going to do a episode this week. But what I realized in that live stream with MF is that so much of what is happening right now, it tugs at emotions and it sparks things in people emotionally. And then once we get like emotionally attached to an argument or emotionally attached to a discussion or a position or whatever, it exacerbates the situation. It makes the conversation so much more volatile, you know. And I saw it happen to me in that live stream. I was having a conversation with MF and the people that were putting in comments, and one of the commenters, as their like avatar, as their picture, had like a Trump for 2020 sign up there, and he said a few things that I didn't understand. And I think, you know, in the live stream, I was trying to express the fact that I didn't understand them and to get clarification. And, you know, even in that attempt, like the responses I was getting to clarify were even more vague in my opinions. I was getting more frustrated. But after it was all over, me and Alex, you know, chilled for a bit and talked some more. And he asked me if the Trump 2020 sign of seeing that like colored the conversation, like if that sparked something in me, because I guess he could tell I had gotten emotional at a certain point, and he was wondering if, you know, if the emotion that I was showing was triggered mostly by just the fact that sign was there and not what the dude was saying. And I, you know, I had to stop and check myself a little bit and try to figure out if that was true or not. And in hindsight, it 100% was. I definitely feel like there was a reaction to the sign, and it colored the way I viewed any comments from that person. Now, I'm still going to stand on the hill of the comments that were coming through were vague and unclear, and I couldn't disagree or agree with them because I didn't understand them. And in me asking for clarification, I got even more vagueness back, which frustrated me, which made it worse. But I was already at a point. I was already responding or ready to go in a certain direction just based off that picture. And that's one of those moments where maybe I needed to slow it down, like to realize I didn't understand enough about what was happening at the moment. I didn't understand enough about what this guy was saying. I didn't understand enough about who he was or what his stance was to feel any way about whatever it is that he was saying. I was frustrated because, you know, people was just throwing out like random stuff. And I'm like, all right, what does that mean? And then they just throw out something even more random. And I'm like, that helped me none, you know. But then I definitely was viewing that from a perspective of this is the way Trump supporters talk to people. Or this is the way Trump supporters do things. They just say shit, like random shit. And then you now on the hook to kind of debunk something that didn't make sense in the first place. But yeah, shouts to Alex for bringing that to my attention and saying something to me about it, because I needed to slow down, I needed to chill, and realize I didn't have the information to really to make those calls, you know, to make those calls on what this person was doing or not doing. And it was no reason to be so emotionally attached to the conversation when, I mean, there really wasn't anything there. And I see that a lot in what's going on right now. We get hit with a video, or we get hit with a headline, and just where we are right now is, it is, there's a rush to judgment. I think that's just a social thing. Like, we're conditioned right now that you have to pick a side immediately. Once something pops up, pick a side. And then, you know, people pick sides and then they become emotionally attached to them. They draw lines in the sand and you're not pulling me off my position. And it just becomes, you know, shouting matches where I'm not really entertaining your argument. I just have stuff ready to fire back at you. And that's what the other side is doing too. So nobody's learning or hearing or being swayed or being touched. It's all just, just bickering and just a back and forth that feels pointless, a lot of times. And sadly, it usually doesn't, you know, what we're seeing right now is that it's not always ending in words. It's not always ending in, you know, some strongly worded Facebook comments or some weird tweet. Like, this shit is spilling out into the street and lives are being lost and people are no longer here. Arguing over stuff that neither side really had the information at the time to have a informed opinion of. So yeah, man, I'm trying to slow down. I don't know. I encourage others, if you're feeling like I feel, that maybe we should just slow down. I also got the sense that that maybe I'm going too far in some of my stuff from Dre's podcast. She mentioned some stuff I said about ride sharing and you know, guys turning on certain radio stations when I get in the car, and me perceiving that as low key racist. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the guy that, like, you know, just the, again, like, just the climate of the country right now, I start perceiving everything as low key racist. I think it's insensitive, and I think it's a little, you're making assumptions. I think I don't necessarily think it's cool that, you know, I get in the car and they immediately turn to the urban station. Like that's what they know I want to hear, you know, based solely upon what I look like. But, you know, may or may not be racist, and I don't need to, that's a dangerous word. I don't need to pull that word out unnecessarily, and not for some bullshit like the radio station and a ride share. I do want to talk more about, like, just the ramble. I do want to talk more about, like, Uber and Uber etiquette and stuff like that. One of the benefits of the pandemic is that I no longer have Uber riders encouraging me to sit up front. That used to be the most uncomfortable part about me ride sharing when it first started, is, you know, they would pull up and I would go to the back seat and be like, oh, you can sit up front if you want. And then me and my, like, people pleasing personality, like, I feel like they would feel somewhat insulted if I sat in the back, even though I'm uncomfortable with sitting in the front. I don't want to be that close to you. This is not a social thing. I'm just trying to get somewhere. But all of a sudden, I felt pressure to be social. So I would sit and make myself uncomfortable for this ride just based off that. So luckily, you know, the pandemic has squashed all that. Ain't nobody asking me to sit up front, and I ain't sitting up front. So we good. But I still say to Uber drivers, man, like, it's not a social thing. It don't have to be social. Maybe here's a tip for Uber. Put something in your app where, like, I could tick a box and in the nicest way possible say, I'm not interested in being your friend. I mean, I'm not interested in talking or having a conversation. I'm not interested in getting to know you. I am trying to get somewhere. And for all you know, I could be trying to get somewhere to, like, you know, save my mama from getting killed or something. Like, I'm not in the I ain't getting the car to like have a conversation. I'm trying to get where I'm trying to get. And if I can make that clear in a really non-confrontational kind of way, that would be super dope for me. It would, it'd be a value add to the service you provide, Uber. Just a suggestion. Yeah, man, I don't know what it is about me. I think I come across as way more social than I actually am. I'm trying to be more social. I'm trying to be more like open to talk to people. But I mean, there were times in my life where I wore headphones all the time, whether it was music playing or not, because I didn't want people talking to me. And for some reason, I have one of the faces that just, it just screams to people, I want to hear your story. You know, like I've had bums on the street, like stop me and not to ask for money, but just to like tell me something, like just to tell me what was going on. And a part of me feels like that's dope. And I'm glad that I come across as that kind of person. But in those moments, I was like, I was trying to look the exact opposite. Like, what am I not doing right with my face to tell people I'm not really interested. But if me stopping and listening to somebody for a couple minutes is doing something for someone, then thank you, God, for giving me this approachable ass face or whatever. I don't know. Like, thank you for making me so whatever. But on the real, folks, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, no, I do. I want to be of service, and I need to get out of my own head and be connected with the world around me. But the world around me is crazy, but yeah, right. She talked a lot about like bad experiences with rideshare. I really don't have too many horror stories with them. The two I can think of, one of them would be another one where me like feeling something that a rideshare driver did was racist. But I did have this one dude. He had a European accent. I don't think he was from the United States. So maybe he didn't understand the context of what he said. But we got in the car and we were talking. I think he was listening to like NPR or whatever. And he was listening to, you know, some political radio. And of course he wanted to talk to me about politics, which again, Uber drivers, piece of advice, not the best subject. Not now. Like, just not. Mm-mm. Avoid it if you can. Like, don't. I assume that there are people out there that just want to have these conversations, but I don't think they're the majority. I don't know. My feelings. But anyway, so we were having the conversation and, I'm sitting in the back and I don't know if he had gotten a good look at me when I got in or whatever, but at some point he turned around to look at me and, he said, you know, you don't sound like a black guy. And I was like, ah, word. Okay. All right. I know you mean that as a compliment. I know you do, but, yeah. I don't know. You might want to, I'm about to say something insensitive, but yeah, no, I don't think you understood what he was saying, but that's one of my rideshare horror stories. The other one that I have all the time with rideshare, and here's another tip for Uber as a company, or Lyft or whatever they are. It sounds like you have some sort of incentive for drivers to accept a certain percentage of rides. Like if a ride gets offered to them, they get some sort of incentive if their acceptance rate is high. And so what I've experienced on several occasions is a driver, that had no intention of picking me up, either because I was too far away or because the trip that I was requesting was too short and they felt like they weren't going to make enough money. Whatever it is, but I've had on several occasions drivers that had no intention of picking me up accept the ride and drive in the opposite direction with the goal being that I would get frustrated and cancel. But that way they didn't not accept a ride. So their acceptance rate gets to stay high, but I ain't getting the ride. And then, you know, the way some of these things work, if I don't cancel within a certain amount of time, like if I don't recognize that this person ain't coming this way in a certain amount of time and I cancel, you're going to charge me anyway. You're going to charge me a certain amount of money for that person's time, I guess. And then I got to send you a strongly worded email or Facebook post to complain about it in order to get my money back. So think about that. Think about these acceptance rates and and that bullshit. But some days I miss taxis, man. Some days I miss rude as taxi drivers who didn't give a fuck about you as a person. And so therefore it was never social. It was never, we did not have to be friends. It was a business transaction, purely a business transaction. Here is my money. Here is where I am trying to go. Please get me there. And then you can, and you're trying to get me there as quickly as possible so you can move on to the next ride. But, that's all I got on Ubers and every ride share. But yeah, man, it is tickle. I'm dropping this episode on a Tuesday. I'm late again. Like I said, apologies. I just didn't feel like I had much to talk about. I don't know if I've talked about much in this episode, but this is just me connecting with the people, talking about whatever. Cause it's a crazy time. Trump stroke is tweeting, is trending on Twitter today. I don't even know how much I want to dig into that. But, yeah, man. So yeah, it is Tuesday. And so tonight I will be live streaming. Tickle Me Tuesday on Get Vocal, GetVokal.com. I will be live streaming on Get Vocal. I don't think MF is going to participate because he'd be working tonight. But if anybody else want to stop through, holler at me about whatever. I have no idea what I want to talk about. I would love to talk about the Talib Kweli situation at some point. It's getting old, but I still don't feel like I know what happened or I know the perspective of someone who may be looking at it differently than I do. So, and I think I definitely could use a black woman's perspective on the whole thing. If you don't, not familiar with what's happened with Talib Kweli, is, it seemed like he got into some sort of Twitter altercation, which he gets into all the time. But this, particular time happened to be with a young black woman, and, he's been banned from Twitter, for, I guess, harassing her for more than what seemed like almost a month. I think at one point he tweeted something out that had somebody's phone information in it. Somebody that was sending him text messages, harassing, text messages. He tweeted out the text messages, but left the number in there, because they said it was a burner number. So he didn't think it was any harm in tweeting it. But he's saying that's why they banned him. Twitter is saying is that plus the continued harassment of this woman. So I guess he's been, you know, labeled in some communities as, you know, anti-black women. And, you know, I don't know. It's a discussion I'd like to have at some point with somebody who may have more information or a broader perspective on it. I think I'm just too much of a fan to maybe see everything. So, yeah. I'm interested in having that conversation. I'm interested in talking about anything. I'm an open book. Let's chat. But yeah, Tickle Me Tuesdays, Get Vocal, and Evening with Flan. Come out, hang out with me. Other than that, that's all I got going on. You know, shouts to my usual people, my folks, Zaya Fitness on Instagram. I think he just started a job at a gym recently, but he's still doing the personal training and nutrition stuff. So you can hit him up on Instagram, Zayah Fitness on Instagram. Support the young boy. He's doing big things. He's going to get me in shape. It's going to happen. I believe it. I'm speaking it into existence. Also the homie, Tavares Taylor, ttcharities.org. Yeah. Great site to hit up, especially in times like this where you may not know, what the right way for you is to be impactful. Maybe protesting or whatever is not your thing, or maybe that doesn't feel like the right move for you, and you don't know exactly what it is you can do to help the situation or be a part of the situation. ttcharities.org is a great place to start to find other ways to be impactful, to find information on, you know, on things you can do, and just to, you know, be your brother's keeper. So I say hit up the site, donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a like, a retweet, a repost, whatever it is, word of mouth, spread the word. But ttcharities.org, help them out, and because they help us all out. And yeah, just support the other dope podcasters. I want to shout out Drea's Point of View, Odd Tales. She does a happy hour with a couple other podcasters. I don't know all of them. I'm trying to think. Is it Autumn Life or Lit Life? I don't know. Somebody does the whole like Shut the Fuck Up award. And that's like my favorite thing in the world right now, because I really feel like I need to get better at telling people. I need to get better at that. But of course, you know, my podcast network buddies, Just Say Words, Saturday Series, Zoe View. I'm missing some people and I apologize. But it's a lot of dope podcasts out, and Glenn and Her podcast. Let me not forget them. The Whatever Man podcast, hashtag Blackout podcast. I could go on and on. But these folks keep me going, and it's dope entertainment. I love being a part of this community. I love contributing to it in any way that I can. So thanks, Drea, for letting me contribute to your podcast this week. It's a dope feeling. That's all I got. I'm a lead out with some, I don't know, upbeat, inspirational shit. You know, if the conversation got you too down or you just needed a lift. But until we speak again, be safe and be the light. And I don't know, y'all be easy. Holla.
Once again, all over the world, hearts pound with the rhythm. Fear not of men, because men must die. Mind over matter and soul before flesh. Angels hold the pen, keep a record in time, which is passing and running like a caravan trader. The world is overrun with the wealthy and the wicked, but God is sufficient and disposes of affairs. Government and stockholders try to merit your fear, but God is sufficient over plans they prepare. Most death in the flesh, where you at right here on this place called Earth. Hold it down, I swear.